Welcome to the podcast, Coach Teamet. This is a summary in English with me, Rickard Aspgren, and with Andrew Plake, basketball development at Swedish Basketball Federation.
So today we had the honor of having a guest, Maria Modig, who's in charge of our youth national teams. She gave us a little insight over the summer, her own reflections. She talked about the players, the coaches, the new model, the new concept of coach team, and it was super interesting for us to hear. Some points that really stood out were how proud she was of the summer, how happy she was, how pleased she was. Seeing our players play at a high level at all ages, seeing the differences in our players and other countries' players, she really feels that we've come a long way and we have a bright future ahead of us. Some things that stood out when it came to our players was the intensity level or the physical attributes. She thought that, you know, if we look at how we practice when it comes to shooting, passing, dribbling, that our skill development or our skills in those areas are very fine-tuned. However, we have a hard time in performing them in such an environment as a European championship. That was like the major difference and the major takeaway. And as you and I have talked a lot of times about is how do our clubs or how should our clubs practice to help our players when it comes to skill development and be able to perform? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think the main focuses should be that the practice also are representative of the game, and that we should have a practice environment that reflects the game. It's really interesting that she sees it in our national teams as well.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do anything but just agree with her 100% there. You know, when it comes to watching our clubs practice, watching our coaches work on a daily basis throughout Sweden, it's apparent that we're super good when it comes to certain skills, you know, when it comes to shooting, when it comes to dribbling. And this used to always be the joke when we would compete at youth national teams that, you know, you look at two teams during warmups and Sweden looks really good. Then all of a sudden the jump ball and you play against a country like Lithuania who might not be as technical, who might not be as tactical, but physically and intensity wise, they're just all over the place. And this I think is something that we need to work on. And that comes from, like you said, making it more representative, putting them in situations where it's high intensity. The decision-making has to be in high intense situations, not only to work on that skill, but also to help them with their confidence and being able to be prepared for those situations. So I think when it comes to our framework, how we want to develop players, it's apparent that we are on the right path and that we need to keep pushing this and keep working on this daily.
And I think also when they play games at home, that they are like preparing the players for the international arena, or what we call it, so that we don't just take the easy way in that game to win that game. Instead, we should more like focus on high intensity. When we play with high speed. We want to encourage players to take a lot of decision in the game also, so that the games are preparing them for the international play. And I think also that this should reflect also with like all that's involved in Swedish basketball, like how the referees are refereeing in our games also is one thing in it.
If we leave the player aspect and we go to the coaching aspect, obviously the model that we've implemented into our national teams is the coach team, going from the traditional one coach makes all decisions and you have a bunch of assistants assisting in that. Whereas if today our youth national teams consist of four coaches, they're all part of a coach team with different roles, different responsibilities. But going into that job, there is no one specific head coach that runs and decides everything. This has obviously been a challenge for us because we as a sport have always coached a certain way, and this is a brand new model for us. So implementing it hasn't been completely easy.
Fiction-free.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously has its challenges because it's a new way of working. There are some reservations to it. Some people that are a little concerned, how is this going to work? The idea behind it is to open more doors for more coaches when it comes to development. So more coaches are able to voice their opinion, get challenged, to challenge, to discuss. We also allow different types of coaches, different types of people into our environment and into our organization. Not just a head coach deciding what assistance they want to assist them. So this is a big step for Swedish basketball. And what's super interesting for us who work with this is that we're getting a lot of feedback from organizations around basketball that want to follow our development. How does this work? How does this look? How has it been? What are the challenges? What are the successes? What are the failures? And obviously, this isn't easy for Maria to implement this and to get all 30 plus coaches to buy into this concept. And it's going to take time. And we've had limited days since the pandemic with our national teams, with our coaches to implement this. And you could see that throughout the summer. You know, you and I reflected about how it was in the beginning of summer compared to how it was in the end of the summer. And it's going to take time. It's going to take lessons from being together to really develop it. But that was interesting to hear her ideas and the challenges in it and what the future holds for it. And she really believes in it and wants to give it time to develop. The last point she talked about was the individual coaches, the process of picking coaches, how she has contacts with clubs. She has contacts with coaches. She's constantly networking to make sure that if there are interesting names out there, that she has them on a list. And just because they're not on our national teams today doesn't mean that they're not a name for the future. We also are part of it. You and I in our jobs, we're out meeting coaches. We see a lot of games and a lot of coaches due to the digital platforms that we have when it comes to, you know, SM or youth games or cups. So we see a lot of coaches in actions. We also see a lot of coaches when we visit different clubs. So it's to become a coach. One way obviously is going to be via word of mouth. The second would be making sure that our coaches go our educational programs from intro to grund to fortsättning to fördjupning and elite, that you're able to really put your best foot forward and show yourself and also develop as a coach. That is a great way to make sure that you will be given opportunity to work with our youth national teams. Then the last point that she talked about was the concept, and we've talked about this a little bit earlier, is she wanted to sending her ideas to the club coaches that are out in Sweden. Hopefully that more clubs will work in this way with coach teams. Hopefully more coaches will invest in themselves, invest in learning, invest in developing, and also follow the youth national teams and the international basketball to see the trends. But first and foremost is implementing the framework that we've built when it comes to Ron Vatikit for player development. That has to be your ground foundation as how you want to run your organization as a coach, how you run practices, how you interact with players, how you as a club create development areas or environments for your players, that has to be your foundation, your compass when it comes to coaching.